Sudan's Transitional Military Council has arrested members of the former government of President Omar al-Bashir as it tries to appease anti-government demonstrators. The council has vowed to reform the country's intelligence service and refrain from dispersing protesters. It has also called on the opposition to pick the next prime minister. On Thursday, the military council removed Bashir after months of demonstrations against his three-decade rule. It has pledged to hand over power to a civilian government after a transitional period, but protesters demand the military do so immediately. Since December, Sudan's witnessed the rally sparked by rising food prices.
Anti-government protests began in Sudan on December 19th after the government tripled the bread prices. A day later, first clashes broke out when police tried to disperse the protesters who were calling for the fall of the regime. On December 24th, President Omar al-Bashir promised reforms but defied calls to step down. A day later, protesters marched on the presidential palace in the capital Khartoum despite heavy police presence. That prompted 22 opposition parties and groups to issue a joint call on January 1st for new regime. On January 5th, Bashir sacked the health minister over rising cost of medicine. Protests continued despite a crackdown. On February 22nd, Bashir declared a nationwide year-long state of emergency and dissolved the federal and provincial governments. 2 days later, he swore in a new prime minister. And on March 1st, Bashir handed his powers as chief of the ruling NCP party to his deputy. The state of emergency made the protests less regular. On April 4th, Bashir called for talks with the protesters. But 2 days later, thousands marched again in Khartoum, gathering for the first time outside the military headquarters. In defiance of the security forces' attempts to end the sit-in, the protesters set up camps at the complex, which also houses the president's residence. The sit-in continued for nearly a week. On April 11th, the military ousted Bashir and detained him in what it called a secure place. A military council headed by the defense minister Awad Abnouf was formed. He said the council will run the country for 2 years until presidential elections are held. A curfew was imposed, but the protesters took to the streets demanding civilian rule.